Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting on the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. The frequency is 5800 kHz. And our programs can be also listened to on internet. Just go to rai.com.ar and you'll find all of our programs in 8 languages available on demand as podcasts. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you this weekly homemade program because of the pandemic that continues to affect everything. In Argentina, mainly the Buenos Aires area, is under heavy restrictions, social distancing measures that prevent, for example, me and my colleagues at RAI from going to work. That's why we still produce staff from our home studios, and that's why the English language program of RAI continues to be a weekly one rather than a daily one, as it was in the pre-COVID-19 era back in March. That's when we started with this with these lockdown restrictions. But regardless of this, as I always emphasize, we have been very active producing content from home, interviewing people. Right, has been very, very active regardless of the pandemic. And for this program, for this week's program, we're going to have another reunion on the air, similar to the one we had with Miriam Turcula, my former colleague here in this program, in this English language program. And we'll have something similar that I'm pretty sure many listeners, long-time listeners of RAI especially, will appreciate. We'll also have the most important headlines of the week on this half-hour program that, as I say, you can listen on WRMI and also via internet on our website, rai.com.ar. which is also where you can find a daily translation, a daily translated report on the coronavirus situation in Argentina that is issued originally by the Health Ministry of Argentina. And here at RAI, we translate that information, that up-to-date information, to 8 languages. That report, that translated report, if you want to know what the situation is like with coronavirus in Argentina, you can find on rai.com.ar. And remember that you can contact us by sending an email to qslrai@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach us. If you want to send a message, if you want to send greetings, and if you want to send a reception report, you are a DXer and you want to tell us that you picked up our program and you want to get a QSL card, well, send your reception report to qslrai@gmail.com and you'll get a digital QSL card from us. Have you checked out our YouTube channel? I didn't want to forget to mention that. It's a brand new proposal that we launched not 2 months ago. And it features original content produced by RAI in 8 languages. Just go to YouTube and look up for RAI Argentina. That's how our YouTube channel can be found. Okay, folks, let's get on with the program. News, a very special reunion on the air is what we have in store for you today. But first, the headlines. Anti-coronavirus lockdown to be toughened in the Buenos Aires area. The federal government, together with those of Buenos Aires City and Buenos Aires Province, will roll back relaxation measures as coronavirus cases continue to surge, with nearly 3,000 cases per day. Health officials warn that occupation of intensive unit beds has increased by 29% in a week. Lower House passes bill on donation of healed COVID-19 patients' plasma. With lawmakers wearing face masks, the initiative was passed unanimously with 229 votes in favor. Aerolíneas Argentinas and foreign airlines will offer weekly flights to European capitals starting in July. Travelers will have to sign a sworn statement giving up claiming the Argentine government to bring them back if they get stranded because of the pandemic. Former President Mauricio Macri signs a letter to warn that democracy is at risk. Without making reference to his country in particular, the ex-head of state, who rarely spoke in public since the pandemic started, took part in an initiative joined by political figures and intellectuals from all over the world, denouncing authoritarian regimes are taking advantage of the pandemic to restrict freedoms. Alright, folks, continuing with our English language program, we're gonna have now a treat. As you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a conversation with my former colleague Miriam Turcula, and loads of people sent messages saying they were very happy to be able to hear her voice again, and that gave me an idea that I could continue doing that and talking to former voices of RAE. And now I have down the line a legend of RAE, the man I had the honor of replacing on RAE after he retired back in 2008, the legendary Tony Middleton. Hello, Tony. How's it going?
Hello, Fernando. How are you? This is RAE, the international service of the Argentine radio.
Wow. Yes. Yes. It gave me the goosebumps to hear that. Tony, how's it going?
Well, it's going well, but one has to have a lot of patience with this pandemic, unfortunately, which is now, I think, reaching its peak.
Yes.
Although we don't have as many people infected or, unfortunately, dead as many other countries do.
Yeah.
But it's not getting too well yet. I don't know where we went wrong.
Yeah, nobody knows. But no. Apparently, yes, we are reaching the peak now. After 100 days in lockdown, which is
exactly,
quite...
Exactly, I think it's 99 days, actually.
Yeah, it's quite a long time, but it's now that we are reaching that that dreaded scenario.
That top amount of people. Mm-hmm. It is terrible. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Yes, and well, we can not really relax because in Europe and in the US they eased down restrictions, but now
they're
seeing
exactly
some,
yes, and
some...
then they went yes, they started having more infected again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I was very surprised with the United Kingdom, with England,
mm-hmm.
that the amount of people they have is tremendous. I'm not too surprised with the United States. With Mr. Trump,
mm-hmm, yeah,
and nor with Bolsonaro, Jair Bolsonaro in
Brazil. Yeah,
he's gone nuts, absolutely nuts.
Yeah. Well, Argentina has been highlighted recently on Time magazine as one of the countries that so far, I emphasize the word so far, has handled the pandemic better.
Yes, in a way, yes, but I do think that, for example, when the joggers came out and. People were able to take their children for a walk around, mm-hmm. and
it was too fast.
It was too much. They sort of exaggerated.
Yeah. They might roll back that in the coming days.
They probably will. Yes, I have a feeling that today they're going to inform us mm-hmm. that the quarantine is going to be a little tougher than it is now.
In the Buenos Aires area, we have to emphasize this because in other parts of the country, the situation is not as bad.
No. No, no, it's true. But I understand that Mr. Kicillof was a little too confident on the Gran Buenos Aires, as they call it. But the infection and even people who are dying are greater than what it is here in the capital.
Yeah, if anything, the numbers are going up rather than down.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. It's scary, yeah, that's true.
Tony, how are you taking care of yourself? I mean, you're not going, you live in the southern part of the capital, in the neighborhood of San Telmo, and you don't go out much, I suppose.
No, I only go out to do my shopping, chemist shop, supermarket, or grocers, or wherever, but only just to buy food and then come back here and disinfect everything.
Great. Well, Tony, one of the ideas of having this virtual reunion with you is on the one hand is to give all-time listeners the possibility of hearing your voice, but also introducing you to a new generation of RIA listeners that join us over the past 5-6 years on the internet. Why don't you tell us? Why don't you tell them a little bit about your history in RAE when you joined? And you were all practically 3 decades hosting the English language program.
Yeah, well, when I started in 1983, and I remember going into a small office and somebody asking me if I knew English well enough, and I said yes, I think I do. I was talking in Spanish, of course. So they gave me a piece of paper with something with an English phrase to read, and I read, I think, 7 words, and they said, "The job is yours."
Great. Well, I guess that you were very happy.
Yes, it was definitely important for me because I had to close the orthopedic firm that I was sharing with my father, who unfortunately passed away in 1980, and I took over the business myself, but things were going very bad, especially with the dictatorship, and I had to close it in 1982, almost 83. So it was a very nice thing to happen to me to get myself a job like that in the radio.
But you had before some acting experience. I mean, you hadn't done radio before, but you had done some acting before.
Oh, yes. I belonged to the Suburban Players.
Mm-hmm.
This was a sort of amateur group of people who were doing theater. And I do remember one thing. The first, I was rather shy when I was younger, and I was never very keen on appearing in front of people to do some sort of acting. My mother insisted that I do this, and I said, "Well, Mom, why do you think I can?" And, well, I finally did. I went on. It was a sketch competition, several groups, at the Admissions to Seamen. And, well, I appeared on the stage, and everybody went on, and okay, so then we had the judges competing and saying, well, okay, now let's see who has won, what sketch was the best, and what actors and actresses, or actresses and actors, rather, put the ladies first, were okay. So when finally everything was okay, when they came to me, they said, "Well, Mr. Tony Middleton can dedicate himself to something else." So I looked down, I saw my parents sitting down there on their seats, and I said, "Well, told you, Mom, told you, Dad." And so Mr. Jorgen Sorvik, who was the head, or rather the leader of the Suburban Players in those days, spoke to me and said, "Tony, you weren't all that bad. And you always have said that you like the group since you joined it 20 days before the sketch. If you want to stay, you don't have to act. You can help us with lighting, with prompting, with building the stage, or whatever." And so I said, "Well, okay, fine, yes," because I think the group was tremendous. And so I stayed. And then all of a sudden, one day, I went to a rehearsal, which I wasn't playing a part in, but I went anyway because I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, somebody by the name of George Dent wasn't appearing because he wasn't feeling too well.
You replace him.
So I had to read for him.
You were there at the right time, the right place.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And all of a sudden, when they say, "Well, Tony, here's the line, here are the lines," but I had already done this about 7 or 8 times. I said, "I don't need it, I already know it by memory."
Good.
So, well, that was fine. That was, yes, Arsenic and Old Lace was the play, Arsenic mm-hmm. and Old
this
Lace.
This is a theater group that performed in English, I mean English language
That's
plays.
That's right, this is all, yes, this was all English theater.
It was a company that performed in the Buenos Aires area, all over Argentina.
And first of all, in the capital city, yes, we performed at the Missions to Seamen.
Ah, okay.
And then we went to San Isidro, mm-hmm. And there we had Suburban Players, had its own building, and it was fantastic. We went on for years and years and years. And then we acted in a theater by a church on almost Alvear and Libertador.
Tony, well, you're Argentine-born, but you have a complete British background. I mean, your parents were from the UK.
Yes, that's right. I was born here in 1939, so now everybody has calculated that I'm over 80 years old.
But you don't sound like that at all. I mean, you sound exactly the same as when I met you more than a decade ago.
My goodness, well, that's nice. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I don't act or feel like an old man. I know people who are younger than I am, and they certainly don't go around like I do.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. It's a matter of attitude.
Exactly. That's true, yes. And I was very happy, too, with the radio, because at one point they made me the chief of the English group.
Mm-hmm.
And I had three or four people under me, and everything was fine, and everybody was absolutely terrific. And I must admit that among all the people who I had, both Miriam Turkul and you were the happiest I've ever had.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And I want to take the opportunity now that we are on the air to thank you very much for that opportunity, for supporting me in joining RAE. It really was a life changer for me, not only from the professional point of view, but also from the personal aspect of my life. So thank you very much.
Yes, it changed you, did it? That's very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it has been important for you then.
And
how long have you been in now? Because I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
When you
well,
came
it's
in.
It's over 12 years.
12 years. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I had to quit in 2008, and I must admit I missed the radio, but mm-hmm. There was nothing I could do. I remember when I was already 65, and that is the age that people.
You had to quit because you were. I mean, you reached the legal retirement age.
Yes. Well, no, I reached the legal retiring age 3 years before. I was 65, mm-hmm. and they said, "We're not going to get rid of you, Tony. We need you here, so don't take any. Don't worry." But 3 years later, in 2008, they all of a sudden said, "Tony, you have to join the retirees list." I said, "Oh, well, okay, no problem." And that was it. But then I do remember one thing. I don't know apart from whether it was only Miriam, but what they organized as a farewell party was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
Great.
And, it was great. It was tremendous. And I enjoyed it very, very much. And I must admit, I felt very proud of all you people.
That's great. I'm glad that you felt like that. And I'm glad I was able to witness that. I mean, I had just joined. And Tony, during those 3 decades that you hosted the English language program, that you were there, you were head of the English language department of RAE. Why don't you share with us some highlights, some anecdotes, which were some historic moments you were able to witness or messages you got from listeners somewhere in the world?
Well, as a matter of fact, every now and then I used to get a phone call. Well, somebody called, I think it was from England, and they wanted to talk to me. And they said that they enjoyed what I was doing. And I said, "Yeah, well, it's only just a job, and it's a radio. Why are you calling me?" "Well, I wanted to tell you that I enjoy what you do and how you do it, and what you say and how you give your opinion." And, well, that was it. And then in 1982, there was also, unfortunately, the Malvinas War. Mm-hmm. And I had to share with Maria Dolores a program asking the Brits not to come down to mm-hmm. Malvinas.
Yeah.
And We were in Radio Splendid at one point, apart from Rye also.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to play the Beatles, asking the British people not to come down to Malvina.
Yeah.
But no. Normally, I wouldn't say there was anything strange or anything I can actually remember saying that, well, my goodness, yes, I never thought that would happen or whatever.
But I mean,
everything sort of rolled very well, as though the wheels were all oiled and everything was working out just fine.
You were recruited by, I mean, the military government. Put together that program, and they gave you the instructions to host it. How can you give it?
This was Galtieri, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to go to the Pink House, Government House, and this is one thing, yes, that I do remember, is that when I walked in, it was about 10:30 or more or less 10:45, not important, and all of a sudden I was stopped, and they said, just one moment, and why? Because somebody was coming down, and it was Mr. Galtieri at 10:30, 10:45, and what did he do? He had a glass of whiskey in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we walked in afterwards, where I had to join and see what the heck it was I had to do, I had this man who was going to write the everything that had to be said, and there was a guy by the name of Mesa, a fat man, and Mesa, the only thing he used to do was programs of fun, just, you know, joking programs.
Yeah.
I said, but this is no joke, for heaven's sake, what in blazes are we going to do now? And, well, it was strange, but it was meaningful, but that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
It was an experience.
Yeah, absolutely. When you started, the station was in Ayacucho Street, in the building on Ayacucho
Street.
That's
right, yes. That's right, Ayacucho, almost Las Heras.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Las Heras. Yeah, that's right, yeah, Las Heras.
And then in the late 1990s, was it when they moved to the present location?
Oh, yeah, we went to Maipú 555, yes.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Well, Tony, this was certainly a pleasure for me to be able to talk to you on the air.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Well, Tony, why don't you do the sign of yourself as you would do in the old times?
In the old times, yes. I don't quite remember. I do remember the start as I started out, but just ending up, I said, well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen who have been listening to us. I hope you continue listening to us because we enjoy what we're doing. So this is Rai, the International Service of the Argentine Radio, signing off only for today.
Good
luck and all the best. And may this pandemic finally end, and I do hope they will find a vaccine or something which will kill this horrible virus.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Not at all, Fernando. It's been a great pleasure. And thank you, all listeners who enjoyed me. I enjoyed this today. It's brought me back to my old times.
Thank you, Tony. That was Tony Middleton, the three-decade host of this program that I'm hosting, which a person I had the honor of succeeding, very big shoes to fill. I don't know if I had success in that, but I have to say it is a great honor. Thank you very much, Tony.
Not at all, Fernando. Thank you. All the best.
And after that great moment for me, being able to talk to Tony, let us enjoy a little bit of music, a little bit of cheerful music to offset the bad news of the pandemic, of the quarantine, the lockdown being extended and being becoming more restrictive, becoming tougher. Well, let us offset those bad news with some happy music, and this is one of the most cheerful bands ever to come from Argentina, one of the most popular bands from Argentina also, Los Auténticos Decadentes, with a song about never growing up, always remaining young, always being a teenager. La guitarra, the guitar. Auténticos Decadentes on Rai, Argentina to the world.
Tuve un problema de difícil solución en una época difícil de mi vida. fabrica mi techo y mi comida, porque yo no quiero trabajar, no quiero ir a estudiar, no me quiero casar. Quiero tocar la guitarra todo el día y que la gente se enamore de mi voz, porque yo no quiero trabajar, no quiero ir a estudiar, no me quiero casar. Y en la cabeza tenía la voz de mi viejo, que me sonaba como un rulo de tambor. Vos, mejor que te afeites, mejor que madures, mejor que labures. Ya me cansé de que me tomes la cerveza, te voy a dar con la guitarra en la cabeza. Vos, mejor que te afeites, mejor que madures, mejor que labures. Ya me cansé de ser tu fuente de dinero, voy a ponerte esa guitarra de sombrero. Que quiero en esta vida, voy a seguir mi vocación. Será la música mi techo y mi comida, porque yo no quiero trabajar, no quiero ir a estudiar, no me quiero casar. Quiero tocar la guitarra todo el día y que la gente se enamore de mi voz, porque yo no quiero trabajar, no quiero ir a estudiar, no me quiero casar. Y en la cabeza tenía la voz de mi viejo, que me sonaba como un rulo de tambor. Vos, mejor que te afeites, mejor que madures, mejor que labures. Ya me cansé de que me tomes la cerveza, te voy a dar con la guitarra en la cabeza. Vos, mejor que te afeites, mejor que madures, mejor que labures. Ya me cansé de ser tu fuente de dinero, voy a ponerte esa guitarra de sombrero.
What a great track. I want to play guitar all my life. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to get married. I don't want to get a job. I just want to be young forever. That's what this song by Auténticos Decadentes says. A cheerful song by a cheerful band that we play during these grim times to cheer us up, to cheer us up a little bit. And with that, we come to the end of this week's edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. I'm Fernando Farias. I hope you enjoyed the show that you can listen to on WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet as a podcast that you can check out on rai.com.ar. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and hasta la próxima.